Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Esul Gabir Ur. Jelentsérék a csárdában vannak.
Kicsodák?
Jelentsérék.
És ti hová mentek? Átak a kurva anyára!
Welcome, fellow Beastians. This is episode 39 of The Gaming Beast, and this is the first episode you will listen to the awesome website, It's Tale Time, with awesome contributors for this website, as is GexUp, RetroKaiser, ZookStar1000, Critical Failure, Shintai, Sendu, Dehand, Amuya, TMacB, RaggedStar, all kinds of awesome people. Of course, Shintai, of course, you can never forget Shintai. And, I don't have too many topics this episode. That's why there hasn't been an episode for a while now. But definitely, after I watch Man of Steel, there's gonna be an episode, and I'm gonna be probably raging hard. But on the other hand, who knows, because the thing is, the critics disagree, they don't like the movie too much. It's about 50-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes, which makes it rotten. But who knows, it might be actually pretty good, and it's doing pretty well in the box office as of now. And of course, Warner's promising all kinds of shit and churning the rumor mill, as some Amish people are churning the milk mill. But yeah, let me get a sip of the old Death Mug of Doom here, which is filled with some awesome first Wallerstein Hefeweizen beer, which has a big old night on it, which I might make an episode on Gaming Beast Tries eventually. But anyway, so let's talk about some topics here. What is there to talk about? Of course, the Xbox One. Well, what is there to talk about? It sucks. It will suck. And I hope Steambox basically kicks it out of submission. Meaning that the Xbox One, Microsoft will stop making consoles altogether after the Xbox One's failure. Because, let's be honest here, unless people are completely idiots, it's going to be a failure. Because who wants a console that you cannot resell, because you cannot resell the games, and you cannot, it's gonna spy on you through their camera. I mean, that's just shit. I mean, come on people, it just sucks. What is still there to talk about? I mean, about this whole thing, I've said enough. In the next, I don't know, it hasn't been released yet, but there's going to be a Bucha episode where I'm going to be also in it, and we talk about the latest E3. It's a little spoiler here for the future, but point is that you'll hear all about that shit. Talking about future trends here, about nerdy shit, what is there else to talk about? Yeah, this is kind of a weird episode, because there's not too many. Usually there's some topic I have to rage about, but okay, yeah, Lone Ranger. Who the fuck gives a damn about the Lone Ranger? Because that movie's gonna suck anyway, and we know it. I mean, just look at the fucking trailer. I mean, yeah. Anyway, Superman and Wonder Woman to co-star a new ongoing comic series. Oh dear, yeah, they made them being like a couple now. Yeah, and something like Captain America is gonna have a new costume or something. Yeah, I don't know, like, Movie Bob raged about it, but I'm like, whatever, it's a new costume, it's a little bit less red, white, and blue. Get over it, you know, whatever. That doesn't mean anything if the movie's gonna be good or bad. Okay, here's a new picture from Superman and Wonder Woman making out. Honestly, in a way, I'm like, yeah, sure, freaking Superman, get it on. But of course, my good old friend, Lucifer's lawyer would be like, oh, because Wonder Woman and Batman have to be together and shit, and like, you know, sure, whatever. But maybe it does suck, their relationship, I don't know, so we gotta think about that. I've been watching Smallville. Oh yeah. Now that Man of Steel has started to gain some good box office hit, Warner is already churning, as I said, the rumor mill for the next, of course, their DC universe, movieverse. You know, it's like they want to like completely just fucking, you know, copy Marvel now that Marvel did the big step and did their whole movieverse thing. You know, and I'm like, whatever. Warner, you're jumping on a bus, and you could have preceded Marvel, but you were too much of a pussies, and you know, you were just too scared to do that. And now you have DC, you know, freaking again aping after Marvel, even though they have all the rights for all the characters. He still won't do anything. Now they have announced that 2014 is going to be the next Superman movie, and then 2015 is going to be a Justice League movie possible. And I can't stand it. Like, fucking Avengers was a huge hit, and now everybody wants to jump on the bad bandwagon. You know, I'm just like, what the fuck, man? And now even, okay, there's been this thing going on that there is going to be, you know, Quicksilver and, what's her name, Scarlet Witch in the next X-Men movie. And now, Joss Whedon said, that they're going to be Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are going to be in the next Avengers movie. And why you would say this is a big deal? This is a big deal because Fox basically has the rights for all the live-action appearances of the X-Men. And that means that Marvel can't use the X-Men characters or even the term mutant in their movies. But they have some kind of a shared, you know, contract with the characters of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. But the thing is, Movie Bob, of course, our favorite person on the Beastcast, and if you haven't been paying attention, you know, I'm talking out of complete sarcasm here, but apparently, you know, they're gonna use the characters, and, you know, but they're gonna have different. So Movie Bob was saying that Fox is really desperate to have any connection with the franchise, with the Marvel movieverse, even tangentially or whatever that means. And I'm like saying they're gonna have different actors anyway, so it's just gonna make it really weird and awkward, and like people are gonna be anyway seeing them as different characters. And of course the general audience, the number one enemy of any superhero movie or any kind of nerd movie in general, because that's why they dumb down movies or make them all dark and gritty and shit, because they basically follow any kind of trend that is in popularity. Because I've been watching the 8th season and now the 9th season of Smallville, and now, you know, they cannot call him Superman, and they had this whole rule with no flights, no tights, no flights. And now he's basically in this whole outfit where it basically looks like Neo from The Matrix, but he has like a silver, really shitty Superman S on his chest. And I'm like, dude, and he calls himself The Blur. And I'm like, dude, seriously, guys, you know what? You've been trying to sell us that your TV show, which is a freaking soap opera at times, a shitty teen horror movie, because that's what you want to make. You want to make shitty soap operas and shitty teen horror movies and sell this as a Superman origin story, you know, and like it shouldn't have been 10 years. And in the fucking 8th season you have Doomsday. Yes, I'm spoiling shit here left and right, but if you haven't seen it, that's your own damn fault, because you know at the Gaming Beast we don't pull fucking punches. Enjoying some Hefeweizen from First Wallerstein. It's the motherfucking knight who don't pull punches, you know? He's like, You had a chance to watch it and know what it is, but it's fucking just a shitty version of Superman because, you know, the whole eighth season was this whole build-up of Doomsday. I mean, they have Doomsday that early in the Superman canon. It's just, like, really, really pushing it. And Doomsday in this version was more like the Incredible Hulk than actually Doomsday was in the comic book. And yes, 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 we know that Doomsday was basically just a gray... It was just basically Gray Hulk with some horns attached to it. But in the storyline, he was like some kind of Kryptonian clone or something. And he was just freaking a monster, basically, that Superman fought. There was no human connection. But in the Smallville universe, he was this dude, this, whatever, this, this first, you know, response or whatever, first aid guy, you know, and it's just, like, really annoying. Like, he was just some guy, and they build up all the storyline that as long as he's really in love with Chloe, and really when he's close to Chloe, then he doesn't become Doomsday. It's like fucking, they made him literally into the Incredible Hulk, like, where, you know, comic book nerds knew that Doomsday was kind of a homage to Hulk, but he didn't change to a human version, and in Smallville they actually made him that, so he was more like the Hulk than we would like to admit, you know, but he was actually more evil, because of course Clark is the absolute lawful good guy in this show, and he did this thing where he like separated Doomsday from the human part, or whatever, the Kryptonian part, because he's like a Kryptonian clone, all this shit, and then that guy basically kills Jimmy Olsen, which is again total bullshit, because they never planned for that, you know, they never planned for the show running that far, and the actor who played Jimmy Olsen, who also plays Iceman, is just some weird blonde dude, and he's like, oh, look at me, I'm Jimmy Olsen, and I'm Iceman, I'm like, shut the fuck up, you fucking asshole. You know, I mean, seriously, like, it's like these fucking guys come here and they shit all over the franchise. Why am I watching Smallville? Well, it's for the short parts because there's so little of live-action DC comic book characters that are not called Batman or Superman, you know, that the only reason I watch it is for, like, stuff like, you know, obviously Green Arrow and The Flash. Because, yes, as a little kid, I also enjoyed the Flash series, which was, like, a million times better. Because the Flash had the proper costume and everything, and it worked much better. Here, the Flash is Impulse, who is, like, some kind of 90s incarnation of Kid Flash, you know? And I'm not saying that Impulse is not a better name than Kid Flash, but... And I guess, yes, he will become the Flash, you know, but he's just got some kind of red shirt with some lightning on it and a capuz, and I'm like a hood, and I'm like, you know what, fuck that shit, fuck it, royally, Indy behind, because I am not interested. But in a way, I guess I am, because I torture myself with this series, because... fucking Game of Thrones is over and The Walking Dead is over. Oh yes, the two fucking shows that everybody loves now. But you know, well, there's no Drew Orden TV show running, and it probably will never be running because it's too... I'm not even gonna get into that shit, but you know how the Gaming Beast is, it's a fucking rambling show. Smallville just has its freaking problems, okay? It's got its freaking problems, and it's annoying, because it could be a much better show, but he should have been like Superman like ages ago, and he's still struggling with the whole, oh, now I'm the Blur, and now I have to go and train with Jor-El in the Fortress of Solitude that broke together, and now the guy who was playing Lex Luthor died because Michael Rosenbaum didn't want it to be in the show anymore, and then they extended his role, but he was, like, in the background for most of the part, and, like, when you actually saw him, he had, like, he was, like, really wounded and had, like, stuff over his mouth because it was a different actor, obviously. So, And it changed his voice and stuff, obviously. And they made, like, Lana Lang this cyborg superhero chick. And I'm like, okay, she was, like, this witch and everything. And they did so much shit with Lana Lang that didn't make any sense. Because, obviously, she was originally a redhead. And then she was, like, a brunette chick. And I'm not saying that the Kristen Krug is not hot. Because she's definitely hot. I would totally bang her. But when it comes to, like, nerd stuff, she was the most annoying incarnation of Lana Lang ever. And you know what the funny thing is? In Superman 3, you know who played, which actress played Lana Lang? The same actress who played Martha Kent. Yes. Weird. But you might know that, since this, the only guys who are listening to that are fucking nerdy guys like me, so I'm just annoyed. I'm just fucking annoyed, but anyway, I haven't seen Man of Steel yet. Why? Because it hasn't played. The premiere, the German premiere, is on the 19th of June, so that's like 2 days away or something like that. So I don't know if I'm going to see it on the premiere day, but there's this one theater in Munich that's called Cinema. I'm going to be there eventually because I want to see it in English, because there's a couple of movies I want to see in English. And of course, I'm a Superman fan, and I have no shame of saying that, because nowadays you have all the kids loving, like, fucking Batman and Spider-Man, but, like, oh, Superman is lame, Superman is this and blah, he's too powerful, because I love Batman because he has no powers. And I'm like, you know what, you fucking asshole, you know, you fucking idiot douchebags, you know, you have no clue what you're fucking talking about, okay? Superman is awesome, and yeah, I always liked Batman, of course. But, you know, I also like Superman, and it's like the people imagine that Batman is in this completely separate place by himself, you know, and you don't understand the fucking comic books, because Superman and Batman have been chilling together since forever, since they existed. So you can't like one and then like the dislike. I guess you can dislike the other. I'm not saying you can't, but they live in a shared universe. They don't live in a Spoony one was also in his various messages, also on Twitter and shit. He was like complaining how the shared universe doesn't work. Oh my god, I'm Superman. Oh yeah, and Green Lantern shoots your arrow, and you're completely useless because I'm Superman. And you know what? You know what, Spoony? You can take a fucking hike and just shut the fuck up, because just because you're popular, you don't speak to all nerds, and you don't know everything. Because I will say it right now here, you know, there's many things really cool about the shared universe that is basically what makes what sells comic books to this day, you know, not just for the DC universe, but also for the Marvel shared universe. Because if you always say, oh, this universe has no superheroes except this one, I'm sorry, but that's kind of boring. I mean, for some setups, for some story setups, it works. Yes, if you're, like, making a more realistic or a more gritty take on a certain character, you know, if you just... But, you know, I think it's much more fun, and, you know, that's the problem with guys like the Spoony one. They have this one view, and they want to fucking shove it down your fucking throat. And I'm like, I don't appreciate that. You know, and that's not... You know, that's not saying anything against Spoony's other material that I do enjoy. He's a very hilarious guy, and he knows his shit, and he's a good gamer, and he knows he's a nerd that knows his shit, and I'm not taking anything away from that, but there's just some things I completely disagree with him, and that's totally fine. That's totally fine, and he wouldn't even care. He will never listen to this. Let's be completely honest to that, you know. As much as also the awesomeness of its tail time. Although, who knows, even if you listen to this, let's be honest here, Spoony, if you're listening to this, you know, I have respect for you and for the shit that you've been doing, and not the shit, I mean, the stuff, the content that you've been doing, but some of the opinions you're saying, I just don't agree with, okay? That's all I'm saying, you know? And there's another guy like Asalieri that I do enjoy, and I had my issues with him, but you know what? You know what? He said a really good thing. You can still be, you can still like somebody or dislike or respect somebody and still disagree with them, you know, and just be fine. And even if you don't like somebody, you don't have to like fucking plaster everywhere how much that guy sucks, because that just shows that you're just way too emotionally attached to some kind of concept or something, you know. So I'm not saying I'm above that or anything, but I avoid that, rather. You know, I avoid that kind of shit because I don't need that kind of shit, you know. But that's just me. Whatever. Let's see what there's else to talk about. Definitely, I'm working on some different projects for It's Tale Time in general. Also, I'm working on the next Virtual Warriors, and also some other projects here. I'm gonna give you a little spoiler here. I want to make a one of the things that I have been wanting to do for a long time is a separate cartoon show, just simply with the bonus round characters and new characters. Make a separate show. Also, I'm working on the next review, and you'll see which game it is upon. Really, I don't know. Like, I'm somewhat drunk and I have nothing to rage about, so this is kind of like, you know, this is just going to be a very, very short episode of the Beastcast. But yeah, as soon as I have more stuff out, you know, you'll see whatever is happening. The thing is, right now I have not more to say, and why should I waste more of your time with my with the awesomeness that I'm talking? As soon as I have, as I watch Man of Steel, you can bet your ass there's going to be a longer episode where I rage. And also, I'm going to upload the next RPG session. That's one of the next things I'm going to do. I have those recordings since a while, but since my computer broke down, there was a delay in that. So, but now it's going all well. So, yeah, this is the episode. I'm going to put in a song. Well, you know what? Wait. Before I put in a song, I'm going to just tell you some things about the games I've been playing. I've been playing Hotline Miami. I actually finished the game, but I had to restart it just because there's this whole thing where you can find letters in the level, and in order to unlock the secret ending, because the better ending, because the ending is kind of like anticlimactic. But apparently, if you collect the secret letters in these various levels, and the owl mask helps you to find those, they're little purple dots, basically, that you can find, and they're letters, and then you can basically unlock a phrase that helps you to unlock the final cooler ending. So that was really fun. What else have I been playing, actually? Gotta check Raptor for that shit. Gotta check Raptor for that shit. Okay, yeah, Chivalry Medieval Warfare I've been playing. Also this week, in comparison to all my friends, I had the most game time, which some kind of award thing gave me Raptor, but nobody cares about that, so who the fuck cares? Marvel Heroes has launched officially. Kind of disappointed that the characters you could play are kind of lame. I mean, you can play Hawkeye, you can play Daredevil, The Thing, Scarlet Witch, and Storm, which is okay, you know, but that's the free characters. The other ones you gotta pay like a ton of money for. So I'm like, I'm gonna stick with Freedom Force here, my friend, which is also connected to the next Virtual Warriors episode. And if you're listening to this on Tale Time with Virtual Warriors, it's where I pit two fictional characters against each other using the games usually Freedom Force or the sequel Freedom Force versus the Third Reich, which I'm going to be using for the future more, or the game Mugen, which is a fighting game engine which you can build and add characters to your leisure with. And it has a huge scene, a huge modding scene. It's basically a modding. It's in a sense also a game tool where you can make your own fighting game with it. It's pretty sweet. I also played some FTL, some Don't Starve to get some of the collectible cards. Played some Champions Online. This has been fun. I've been trying to get Retro Kaiser on there, but he's had some issues. It hasn't been running since he has Windows 8. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I played some other guys. Batman Arkham Asylum, pretty nice game. Magicka, pretty cool. Other than that, I don't have really much else to say. So why I should be wasting your fucking time? You could be doing some awesome stuff, which is listening to this podcast, but if I have not any awesome topics more, then rather I put in a song and promise you a really sweet episode the next time, you know? Because usually my episodes run 40, 50, 1 hour, you know, 40, 50 minutes or an hour. But we're just going to leave this one a little bit, you know, shorter. And I'm going to play a song, probably from the Hotline Miami soundtrack, or who knows. And next time is going to be post Man of Steel. So you're going to hear my opinions about that. And either I'm going to rage about it or rave about it. So you're going to know. So I'm holding up my mug for the Death Mug of Doom, guys. Enjoy life and be nerds, proud and tall and awesomeness. And as I said, for the Death Mug of Doom and for its tail time, for Mondo Cool, for the next round, of course, this is for Michael, for Critical Failure, Retro Kaiser, Gexup, Jerry Terrifying, Muya, T-MacB, all the awesome people that I know, that I met. You know, I wish you the best, guys, and enjoy this episode, and here's a song for Death Mug of Doom, guys.